5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Joining us now on the line, Jake Tapper, anchor of The Lead and State of the Union over at CNN, and a man whose name has popped up in some of these WikiLeaks emails. Good morning to you, Jake.
Good morning to you.
Yeah, I mean, it's got to be, it's sort of disconcerting. I imagine, you know, you get a big dump of WikiLeaks emails, all of a sudden you see your name popping up. Let me just go over one that I know that you probably have something to say about. One is we see you reaching out to John Podesta and congratulating him on his new position and also saying, would you like to come on my show? That seems completely polite and above board, and the kind of email I sent many, many times over the course of my career. But then there's another one in which he asks, in the title of the email, why is Jake Tapper such a, well,
D-word.
It's the shortened version of the name Richard. Let's put it
right
that way. Yeah.
Yeah, and there were a couple others there. I mean, it's fun. It's always interesting to see what people say about you behind your back, right?
While you're trying to be nice and cordial to them. What lesson have you learned, Jake Tapper?
Well, I'm always going to be polite. I send thank you notes to guests on the show, and I congratulate. You know, it's so weird because, I mean, I have congratulated Donald Trump and Ted Cruz and whatever. I mean, on air during shows, if they win a primary or something, I say congratulations. It's kind of just basic politeness. But I did like the one where Podesta wondered why I was such a Richard, to coin your phrase.
Yeah.
And then there was another one where I was in a very heated fight with Think Progress because they had misreported on something. They blamed conservative talk radio for something I had reported when,
yes,
I was reporting critically on the Obama administration. And what was the other one? I was the only reporter to ask about a bill that Bill Clinton had signed into law honoring the Confederacy back when he was governor of Arkansas.
And yeah.
They were talking about that.
I wanted to ask you about that, Jake, because that one in particular, I didn't understand that because, you know, if we were going to be doing this, that was during the whole the news cycle where people, you know, the South Carolina
Confederate flag.
Yeah. And so if we were going to address that issue here on radio, we would ask either the candidate or a surrogate from the campaign to come on, and then we would ask them the question, hey, well, didn't Bill Clinton, when he was governor of Arkansas, approve this flag emblem that had a relationship to the Confederacy? So why were you asking that question via email instead of just doing it on your show?
Because I was trying to, first of all, I don't assume that everybody knows all the intricate details of legislation that Bill Clinton signed into law in the 80s. And I really actually wanted an answer. I mean, that it was less about putting anybody on the spot. I had mentioned it on TV after that, but it was more about, well, this is an issue and people are suggesting that Bill Clinton did this. What is the response? I mean, most of the questions I ask campaigns and candidates are in form like this, emails, trying to understand things
right
behind the scenes. There are, you know, the gotcha questions you can ask, but I legitimately wanted an answer. I mean, look, we can't pretend that the Confederacy does not get honored all over the place, especially as soon as you cross into Virginia and start driving south.
Oh, yeah.
So
oh, yeah.
I was interested in the facts of the hypocrisy, and then I don't think they ever got back to me.
Yeah, it didn't seem like it.
Let me ask you, though, about another email that has to do with CNN, and it has to do with Donna Brazile, who was a contributor over there, and I assume a paid contributor over at CNN. And yeah. And she sends an email to the campaign saying, sometimes I get an advanced look at the questions. And this all had to do with the town hall, and it now appears that the question was actually cut and paste from an email that Roland Martin had sent around, who was one of the moderators of that very debate.
Raises yeah, a lot. I was the other moderator.
All right, so
it was a town hall, not a debate, but yeah. I mean, it's very, very troubling. Look, I have tremendous regard for Donna Brazile, and she's a good person and a nice person, and I like her a lot. But the action, whatever took place here, and I know that I had nothing to do with it, and I know that CNN, we were so closely guarding our documents that you couldn't even, they weren't ever emailed around. And this was a follow-up question that Roland Martin was going to ask, theoretically. CNN had found a freed prisoner, somebody who had been on death row, but because of the Innocence Project had been taken off death row. I believe his name is Ricky Jackson. If I'm getting that wrong, I apologize. And, you know, we wanted to put her in a tough situation. Here, you support the death penalty. Here's somebody who was almost killed because of the death penalty. What's your reaction to him? And we thought that was great. And then to find out that somebody was unethically helping the Clinton campaign, tipping them off, is just very upsetting.
I have to follow up on that, and that is that somebody works, I would assume, for CNN. Is there any kind of investigation ongoing? How is it possible that could have happened?
You're saying that person was Donna Brazile.
But somehow Donna Brazile got a hold of the question.
Yeah, how did she get it?
I believe that, I don't know for 100%. I know that I had nothing to do with it. My understanding is there has been that the email to Donna came from either Roland Martin or someone around Roland Martin, who was not with CNN. He's with a different channel. He's with TV1 or something like that we had partnered with for that town hall. Mm. And this was not one of CNN's questions. This was Roland Martin follow-up. So my understanding is that he or somebody on his team got that question to Donna Brazile.
Gotcha.
It was not part of the CNN list of questions.
I'm not trying to look.
It's horrifying.
Yeah.
Journalistically, it's horrifying. Absolutely. And I'm sure it will have an impact on partnering with this organization in the future. And I'm sure that, it will have an effect on Donna Brazile is no longer with CNN because she's head of the DNC right now.
Right.
But I'm sure it will have some impact on Donna Brazile. And it's very, very upsetting because you go through a huge, and you could ask Hugh Hewitt about this, when we do these events, whether a debate or a town hall, we have a cone of silence.
Yeah.
Documents get shredded. We do not email them around. Believe me, it was really annoying. I was doing the town hall with Obama 2 weeks ago, and I was on the road for a lot of days before that, and they would not email me questions because of fears of hacking, because fears of leaking. People at CNN take it very, very seriously, and to have somebody who does not take it seriously to have us partner with that person, and then they do something completely unethical and share it with Donna Brazile, who then shares it with the Clinton campaign, it's horrifying and very, very upsetting.
Right.
And I mean, I can't condemn it any more than I condemn it in no uncertain terms. It's
all
awful.
Right. Okay, we're going to have to leave it right there, Jake. But thank you so much for being willing to discuss these very delicate issues. We greatly appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, Jake.
You guys don't think I'm a Richard? All
no,
right.
We don't. We never have.
Unlike that little weasel, John Podesta.